Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Inform and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley. This is Business Rockstars, and joining me, Fabrice Gould. He is the CEO and founder of Diggin. Thanks so much for being here, joining us from San Diego.
Great for having me.
Thank you. Absolutely. So first of all, what is Diggin?
So Diggin is an idea I had over the years of helping companies with marketing and technology. I just saw the need for data in their business, right? It's the future of business now, and more companies can leverage it. So what we do is we help companies become data-driven. Large companies, real easy for them to do. They have the time, the resources to do it. But the mid-sized companies have challenges. So we help them get easier access to source the data they need, as well as integrating into all their marketing technology. So if you don't know what that is, it's like your CRM system. And whenever you get emails from the companies that are marketing to you, they can leverage data. So we make it easier for the marketers to access that.
So what kind of data do they have access to, and why is it helpful?
Yeah, so specifically, it's usually about people, right? If we're shopping, whether you're buying as a consumer, the more they know about you, the more relevant they can make the offering.
Right.
I know a challenge is usually about privacy, so you have to be cautious and follow the regulations. But at the end of the day, majority of consumers actually want targeted information because it makes it easier. You don't have to search for it. You're getting exactly what you want. So when a company does a good job at targeting you and creating more relevancy in the marketing campaigns, you're more likely going to purchase. And that's the ultimate goal, is having that relationship with the business where they know you, and you're going to more likely buy from them. It's essentially customer loyalty.
Sure. So they can figure out things like gender and age and those kind of stats, and then you can curate your email campaign accordingly?
That's exactly it. Yeah. So as soon as we have what we call an identity, it's usually email now, but it can be your postal address, your phone number, your name. That's the identity, and we can associate attributes to that. We start with demographical information, gender, age, location. You can even get into financial information like your income and your house. Do you rent? Do you buy? There are hundreds of attributes related, but the goal is really to get companies that are just starting off to use some basic attributes. So the example I love to use is the first attribute of gender. Really easy. So if you're an e-commerce website, a great way to segment your email list and not do something very sophisticated is to say, well, I've noticed that 75% of my audience of a million emails I have are female. Well, why not create an email that's targeted to women so that you can put very specific graphics and messaging and products and promotional offers that'll resonate with them? More likely for them to read it, click through, and actually buy. And the same thing for the men.
That's a good lesson just to know who you're talking to, because because it's going to resonate more with them. They're going to feel more of a connection to the brand and ultimately want to buy more likely, right?
That's exactly. So short term, it's about more likely buying. Longer term, it's actually customer loyalty, because you'll appreciate what the company is doing for you so that it's much easier for you to do business with them. Kind of feels like they know you instead of just getting this generic email.
And what you want, and they can speak to the need that you have or the problem that you have, right?
Sure.
Cool. So how did you get into entrepreneurship?
So it's actually been a long journey for me. I like to actually separate my life or career into two chapters.
Let's hear about them.
Yeah, so the first chapter is I'm from the East Coast, New York City, Manhattan. I was a strict tech engineer. I started with mechanical engineering and did computer science. I worked for the world's largest company at the time, General Electric, which I call my awesome education. I learned a tremendous amount of about business there.
So you're probably really glad that you worked for another company before going straight to entrepreneurship.
And that's exactly it.
Yeah.
But I, as much as I loved working for GE and they were fairly innovative, I learned about entrepreneurship and startups. Ironically, I'm half French and didn't know really the word entrepreneurship. So that's when I moved to the West Coast, and that was chapter two, where it was, let me find the world's smallest companies, startups. I wanted to learn. I wanted to learn how to build businesses. I actually went back to school, world's smallest school in a sense. And I joined, built out three startups all in local search. And that's really where my passion is. And that's where I learned more the what they call maybe the front office of a business, which is business development and marketing and sales and product. And I was so fascinated by that. As an engineer on the East Coast, I just thought those were silly functions and I didn't comprehend them. Mm-hmm. The naive kind of engineer in me. But when I learned the value of it, you've also seen the industry change too. So that's why I, as much as I love technology, the passion I have now is about blending it with marketing. And in the past, marketing was not really valued by companies. It was the traditional marketing. It was about the creative. It was more of an art. And now you're seeing where marketing is essential for the growth of a business. And that's what I really love is about how we've changed the entire function of marketing to really help all businesses. And that's what I love to do is to help other companies with technology, marketing, and data so that they can grow successfully.
That's great. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, joined by Fabrice Gould. He's the CEO and founder of Diggin. So you said that marketing has changed a lot. How would you describe successful marketing for a startup in today's age?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And that's actually something that's still in the works. So again, like my two chapters, we've seen that change over the last 10, 15 years in software development. We went from waterfall model, which was a two-year process to build software, to now we do agile development. I always like to point to the Agile Manifesto. It's kind of all these things outlined on a website that really help you out with iterating. Well, it's ironic because it's just really coming to fruition for marketing, and it's essential for startups, not just in software development, but blending it with marketing. And now there's, 15 years later, they made an Agile Marketing Manifesto. So the one I love to talk about as like one of the outlines in that manifesto is really, in the past, it was all about tools and process and, you know, making sure you outlined how you're going to build something. Same thing with marketing. You're going to build $1 million campaign. We're going to launch it. And we're going to kind of cross our fingers that it worked and we made money off of it. Well, no longer. With Agile, it's now about making small iterations and steps. So instead of outlining a plan for a year to do, now it's about what are you going to learn in a week? What are you going to test, learn, and make those adjustments? Small little tests, learn, and you'll see what worked, what did not work. What I love about what I do is about the data. We provide the data, so you make an assumption. Maybe that gender in the email and segmenting will work. Maybe it won't. The good part is you haven't spent so much money on it. So if it didn't work, you've learned something about it.
And you move on.
Yep.
And speaking of taking steps, you told me off camera that you're really in a stage in your business right now where you're really taking one product, service at a time, step at a time. How is that helpful? And what exactly do you mean by that?
Yeah, so it was really crucial for me, and I guess it's always a lesson learned, but I always go from building a company and we have a lot of resources around it, and then I go back to starting with an idea again. I guess I'll call it leveling down because the challenge is to get back into being very lean. And typically an entrepreneur has a big vision, right? It's really exciting. There's a story around where they want to be maybe in 5 years, 10 years.
Big dream.
And how are you going to take over the market, right? That's almost what the venture capitalist wants to hear. But the reality is to get started, your go-to-market strategy is really focused on maybe one product, one customer. It means you need to intimately know what that customer's needs are, what their pain points are, and deliver a solution that they'll pay for.
So you are very familiar with a lot of startups, especially in San Diego, because you started something called Startup San Diego. So what's a commonality that you see with all of these startups?
So that's actually the number one reason for Startup San Diego. It's been kind of a grassroots organization, and it's because San Diego traditionally has been very fragmented. What's common is actually the community itself. Doing it by yourself is really challenging. That's why they always say that having a co-founder is crucial. You need someone just next to you that is going through it with you. Doing it by yourself is very challenging.
And just being held accountable too, I'm sure,
as well.
Like someone to answer to.
But it's a really rough road. It's the, you know, the...
It's a roller coaster. Lots of ups and downs. Yeah.
So one of the things is having a co-founder, having people around you, your network, your advisors. I feel fortunate that, you know, from my background with my family and my friends and founders I know that are really good friends, I have a lot of support, and I still think it's very challenging. So one of the things what we do with Startup San Diego is ensuring you have a network around you, a community. And our goal is to make sure that you, again, it's not about failing, but how do we help you be successful? And it's really about that community. What's the expertise we can help you with? What are the people we can surround you with? What are the partnerships and customers and employees that you can recruit? So it's really about that community that makes you that much more successful than you going off and doing it your own. And that's really the commonality.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of companies, startups that are on the path to being successful over the years in San Diego. And one of the commonalities is really that they've been participating in that network or community, whether it's them getting something from the community as well as giving back. And that's kind of a passion of mine, is to give back.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, more with my guest, Fabrice Gould, CEO and founder of Diggin, when we come back. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention! Do you have outstanding federal student loans? Then get ready for a special free offer. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information to see if you qualify for one lower monthly payment or student loan forgiveness. The call is free, the information is free, and there's absolutely no obligation. See if you qualify for lower monthly payments or loan forgiveness. Call now. 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950. Don't wait. Call now. 800-801-4950.
The baby is just so beautiful.
If you know the value of good machines.
This baby is a toddler now. Sammy's into absolutely everything. We've been working on childproofing. That's why we called Budget Blinds to come put in motorized blinds and shades.
Those beautiful new window treatments are motorized?
Yeah, you just use this remote. See?
Oh, that is so great. But what does it have to do with baby proofing?
No cords. Nothing for Sammy to grab hold of.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's more of a necessity than a luxury when you have kids.
My grandson is beautiful. My daughter is brilliant. And now I need Budget Blinds to come to my house right away.
Budget Blinds helps you childproof your home with the luxury of cordless motorized window coverings. And during the Luxury Within Reach event, the more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability.
800-504-1639. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley. This is Business Rockstars, and this is my rock star, Fabrice Gould. He's the CEO and founder of Diggin. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you are a big believer in mentorship. So first of all, tell me about some of the mentors that have made a big impact in your life.
Sure. To me, it's even not been about just one mentor, which is golden for most people to have someone they can look up to and learn and have a soundboard. But for me, it's been mentors in each of the different areas, particularly as a founder. So I have a broad range of people that I consistently talk to. I would even say on a weekly or maybe every couple week basis that help me out. A lot of it, mentors are typically about your personal challenges, but it really blends into your business when you're building a business. So it acts as half your advisory and half as mentors. And they're people I half look up to, but they're also my peers. So yeah, it's really where you can have a great conversation with them. And again, it gets back to that support network that is, you couldn't do it without.
Yeah, and that's people. A big trend is peer-to-peer mentoring, too. Sure. You know, traditionally, you usually pick a mentor who has 10-plus more experience than your years of experience than you, but there's a lot that you can learn from your peers, and there's that support of going through it together.
And that's actually one of my number one things is always be learning. It's not just about you went to school and you're ever going to learn again. So it's important in those sort of relationships that you're both learning, because whether you're young or old, you can still learn something, especially when things are changing so fast. The younger generation has just as much to offer and they probably don't even realize it.
Absolutely. And you mentor companies as well. What is the main piece of advice that you give them?
Well, it's a broad range of advice. It really depends on the stage and what they're doing. A lot of them are in those really early stages. So there's kind of the basic 101 of startups, right? They haven't done it before. They really don't know where to start. And in the past, it's always been about getting money, mm-hmm. You know, get an investor and then you can start building out a team. Well, the reality is that's not how it works anymore. It's really about what we call lean startup, which is find an MVP, as we call it, minimum viable product. That means you know your customer, you know what their need is, what their problem is, and you've provided a solution that they're willing to pay for. If you can get that, then investors will not very easily say they'll come to you, but it makes it a lot easier, right? Because it's more compelling to an investor. There's less risk for them, and you have something to offer. But just, you know, this day and age, I feel like everyone says they have an idea and they're an entrepreneur. and they're not going to get anywhere with it. So it's really about taking that next step, which is crucial in the execution.
So after you have your MVP, then what's the next step moving forward as an entrepreneur?
Well, it almost doesn't go in steps. It's just a fluid process, right? So you get your first customer, then you get your second customer. You can see how it just continues to build on it. But as an entrepreneur, you're multitasking, and you just need to balance it all. So at some point, you know, you're not going to have the money to grow it and build out your team. You're also recruiting, and you're building out your product, and you're looking for more customers. So there's not really one step. You just have to know where you need to focus and prioritize.
Do you have a tip or trick for staying organized or for time management?
That's actually an awesome question, and I believe that I'm pretty organized and structured, but the reality is that's something that escapes me as well, especially at this moment in a company where I'm just launching the product, have a first few customers, and we're fundraising, where you feel your bandwidth is, you don't have any bandwidth.
Yeah. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, joined by Fabrice Gould. He's the CEO and founder of Diggin. So I did hear you say that knowing what your priority is very important. So how do you know what to prioritize?
Yeah, so as far as prioritizing, I think the first thing is passion. I mean, that's a simple one, right? Because you're going to be talking to investors and customers and people you're recruiting to join your cause. So that's something you're always doing from day one, all the way until you exit the company, sell it off, or IPO. It's about your passion. So that's number one priority. You need to talk to everyone. Number two, as far as priorities, is it's really about the customer, right? Becoming more customer-centric. And like we were talking about with fundraising, because you're going to need capital, as soon as you have a customer, at least one, more is better, then you can really grow the company. So it's really about that customer and the revenue, and making sure that you have something that can scale.
Mm-hmm. How important is company culture to you?
So it's interesting. It's crucial. And I've learned through kind of mistakes I've made, both with big corporations at GE and building out small, big teams, as well as at startups. And it's never too early to start on culture. A lot of people say that, well, I'll worry about the culture when I have 5, 10, 20 people. And it's interesting where as soon as you as the founder has set the precedent for your culture, whether you know it or not, you've already establish those rules, and it's really hard to change culture once you've established it. So to me, as soon as you have your idea and you're bringing your first person, your first co-founder or investor, you have to have a pretty good idea of what you want your culture to be. And I have some strong impressions of what I like in my culture. And it's interesting to actually look at other companies, and there are companies I know that they have amazing culture, but it doesn't fit me. It doesn't fit the type of day-to-day I want with my team.
Has to fit for you, absolutely. Now, culture is a little abstract, so bring it down to earth for us. How do you actually create a culture?
One thing that's really important to me is empowering people. To me, it's really about people. I don't believe in all these frills that you see a lot of startups adding is free food and free games. And those are all the frills I don't comprehend. There should be some downtime and people enjoy themselves, obviously. But to me, it's really a bit about empowering your people. I don't care if you're entry level out of school or you're senior or you're the co-founder. I don't really look at hierarchy. I believe everyone has just as much a say at the table across the board, regardless of what you're functional, if you're developer, marketing, product. And that's where you really get everyone working together in the same direction. And ironically, sometimes you get some pretty amazing ideas out of people that don't have experience because they think of things that we would never think of from our past experience.
Yeah.
So everyone is as valuable to the organization, and I think that's crucial.
And making them feel that way, then they're going to want to work harder for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what is the biggest obstacle that you've overcome?
I'm actually going to go back to people. We talked about maybe like recruiting your co-founder or, you know, a lot of people that are just starting, they have an idea, and before they even want money, they want to figure out, hey, I need a co-founder, or I need a CTO because I don't have the technical skills. And I really need to stress being cautious, because that is a crucial decision. It sounds so nice to meet someone in a networking event, get along with them and say, awesome, let's move forward with this company together, and you're the co-founder. So, you know, one of my sayings is hire slowly and fire quickly. And hire slowly is something crucial for, especially an early, a newfound entrepreneur, because they're so excited. And when they find someone that they think is a good fit, they move forward. And that turns into catastrophe later down the road, right? You haven't talked about the business, the legal structure. You don't even know if there's chemistry between both of you. And that can have big repercussions in the business.
Great advice. So hire slow, fire fast, right? All right, noted. Thank you so much to my guest, Fabrice Gould. He is the CEO and founder of Dig In, and we are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need, like paper, ink and toner, the latest tech.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
Well, right now get a Dell laptop for just $299.99. That's $200 off.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. Like a Dell laptop with i3 core processor for just $299.99.
Valid on SKU 214-8359, ends 225-17.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Terry Wilson is joining us. She's the CEO of I've Done This.
Good afternoon.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you very much.
So your company, I've Done This, what do you guys do?
So I've Done This is a very simple tool. It's really asking what you've accomplished every day, hence the name, I've Done This. You also get to set your goals for each day and then any blockers. And so if you need to draw that to the attention of the team, you can do that by setting a blocker. And it's based off of the Harvard Business Study by Teresa Ambel, who talks about the progress principle. Getting something done every day really creates intrinsic motivation, and that's what you want your employees to feel when they're in the office or wherever they're working, as we have a lot of remote customers.
So you have basically metrics and analytics around the fact that you can say, look, can we talk about the clients you said they're using this?
Yes.
You said like Uber has like 200 people. And so if they're using this, then they can check in and they can show all the stuff that they're done. So at the end of the day, you're developing metrics as more and more companies start using this to be able to show them, here's how a team of 200 people were more effective, more motivated, more efficient, got more done, and how it compounds. You can actually track that?
Well, so that's something that we're looking with a data scientist to really build. It's going to be more forward focused, where we're hoping to be able to say when projects are going off track and when they're going on track. I've heard that 50% of any timeline you set for a project, the first 50% is wasted. And that is, you know, it just, there's not that rush there. There's not that deadline. And this is something where you're able to share what you get done. There's accountability within your team, as well as personal accountability for saying, this is what I set my goals at the beginning of the day. If you use I've Done This like that, and you're able to stay on track and really focus and not get drawn into the emails and the meetings and the phone calls that happen in everyone's life.
Okay, awesome. And the future of your company looks like what? Where is this headed?
So that is the future. Right now, we are just tracking it. And as we have over 200,000 people who have signed up over the last 6 years, we are able to start doing metadata and be able to find out who are the successful people, what are they doing every single day, and how do we encourage them to do that more and more.
Fantastic. And what made you ultimately want to create this? Was something in your life where you were like, oh, I'm just not managing my time well enough, and you created your own little kind of chart to manage your time? What was it like?
So I actually am not the original founder. I came in at the end of 2015 when the original founder, who actually started it to lose weight, wanted to just make sure that he worked out every single day. And that was the overall goal. For me, 2016, we launched a new product. So I've Done This 2.0. We set up a new office in Vegas. I got married. I move across the Atlantic. Lots of things happening. And so for, you know, my personal drive for productivity is driven by wanting to do more and more professionally as well as personally.
Okay, awesome. Take me to the journey. We talked about this, right? I want to go back to the beginning because I always love to hear people's stories. If like from day one as a kid, I had a lemonade stand and I always wanted to be self-employed and own a business, be an entrepreneur. What were you like?
So my father was a small business owner. So I actually did not want to be an entrepreneur whatsoever. I wanted to be as far away as possible because I saw you're always on. You're always thinking about that.
Yeah. And then it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah. It can be. But then once I graduated college, I ended up going into Peace Corps. And so I was in West Africa and I really saw, you know, there are things that you can do that matter every single day. And the people you're doing that with is the most important. And so when I came back, I did found my first startup, Exceptional Cloud Services. And I found that as an entrepreneur, you're able to control what you're doing and bring a work environment where other people want to spend the most of their life, working together. So that's really what it is for me, is creating a team that is happy and productive and keeping everyone accountable.
Well, how do you create the great team? Like, where are you finding these people? Because I think that's something that a lot of entrepreneurs talk about on the show is, you know, it's either hard to find talent, or if you do find them, it's hard to keep them. So how are you doing that?
So there's a lot of different ways. I mean, you always, you know, we have started where you just find people off of ads, Craigslist ads, and you have to screen a lot and that moves forward. And then you also just develop networks. And, you know, I've been spending a lot of time in the Bay Area. There's a lot there. We, in our office in Las Vegas, we actually find that there's already an existing mentality of customer service and the customer is already right. And so we can teach the SaaS side, but I think the personality and the cultural fit is the thing that is most priority as we go through the interview process.
So many people have their locations in Vegas, I feel like. Why did you choose Vegas as the location?
Because, you know, I love the Bay Area, but where we find is the sales and marketing really can be done anywhere in the world. And Las Vegas is one of those places that there's a hub. We are a remote team. So we have a presence in San Francisco, in Las Vegas, in Japan, and in New Zealand. And if there's 41 million visitors a year to Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And so everyone could kind of come in for our team huddles and get together. And then you can have a bit of fun in the city as well.
I was going to say, yeah, and you can have a little fun and gamble, go see a show.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got CEO of I Done This, Terry Wilson's joining us. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack. And I want to talk about, what do you feel like is a habit or a ritual that you've developed in your life that has either helped serve you personally or professionally?
So one thing that I think actually crosses both sides is I have an I Done This setup with a friend of mine where we track every day three things that we're thankful for. It might sound very simple and, you know, little yogi or something like that, but I find that it could be a teammate who's created something really strong. Or it could be something that I'm thankful that I was able to fit in an hour of rock climbing today. And it's just looking back, reflecting, and appreciating everything that we have.
What are you doing on social media? I feel like this is something that can be outsourced to a lot of
people. So that's something we definitely have insourced. So content marketing has been our most successful channel. And so to be able to have content marketing reach the right people who are relevant, then we need to make sure that aligns very closely with our social media.
So are you doing targeted ads?
We do targeted ads.
Okay.
And that's because we, you know, retargeting is something that we find big on our blog. We have, you know, people come and spend 15 minutes reading our blog posts. These are meaty concepts that people are finding very interesting years after we publish them. And so we know if you're interested in becoming a better manager, if you're interested in team communication, ultimately, I Done This is something that can help you do both.
Okay. And what are the types of things that really move the needle for you guys? Are you doing video? Because that's the big trend right now. Everybody's putting content on video. And if you're not, then you're missing out on a huge opportunity. What's working for you guys? Is it getting featured in articles like, you know, Fast Company, Huffington Post, Wall Street Journal? Or is it just creating content on your own blog?
So we've largely focused on content on our own blog. Haven't hopped on the video train yet. I'd like to see more metrics and, you know, longevity and sustainability. Being a 6-year-old startup means that we're not always the trendiest, but we're all about sustainability and growth and being able to continue to serve our existing customers. One thing that we find is we write blog posts that come directly from conversations with our customers. So we want to know what their current pains are, what their current concerns are, and then we're able to reach more customers or potential customers who share those concerns.
Well, talking about concerns, I want to shift and talk about adversity for a little bit here. Mm-hmm. People relate a lot more to failures than they do success. So what was a season of adversity? You said you've been in business for 6 years now with this company.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been something in your personal life, doesn't matter. What was a season of adversity that you overcame and ultimately, you know, found a gift in? Because I feel like most people that come on the show, something terrible happened in their life or in their business, but they found a gift in it, and it's something that serves them now today.
Well, what I can think of top of mind was something that just happened in 2016, most recent, is we launched a brand new I Done This 2.0. And this is something looking at much larger organizations, you know, Twitter and Airbnb, you know, 100 plus seats, whereas our average is a little bit smaller, around 10 team members. And we took away some of the features that had been built into I Done This 1.0 after 5 years. And we made, you know, kind of pulled the Band-Aid off real quick and moved everyone over. And we got very vocal customers. You know, all year long, you're asking, you know, please make some time to talk to me and give me feedback. And now all of a sudden we have more feedback than we can handle. Yeah. But those conversations mean that we're at a better spot than we were before.
I want to actually shift gears on a question here. It's the last one on this topic is price points. You guys said your price point is between, name the prices again, $12.50?
$12.50 up to $45 per seat.
Okay. Did you guys test those price points?
So we've tested those. I hate even putting that on the record because we are always testing. Yeah. We think we add a lot of value for each team member, and we want to make sure that that gives us a sustainable way. So we're
I
able
thought it was cheap.
Thank you. Great.
That was very affordable. Like if you can, especially if you can just be even a little bit more productive or motivated, then $12 to $45 a month is nothing. If you can't quantify that as a return, then you probably shouldn't use the service. But it's such a low price point. That's why I was shocked.
Well, so what we find is that we actually have a calculator where you're comparing it with your salary for your average teammate. And if you make them that, you know, fraction of a percentage more productive, then it pays for itself. I had a customer once who said he knows in the first month of when he purchased I'd done this, that payback was already done in the first week.
Oh, of course.
And so it was gravy after that. Mm. And it's, you know, invaluable. And so it's really getting the adoption, making the having the team use it every day so they can see their own personal progress. And it allows the manager to not be the bad guy and asking, hey, what have you done today? What have you done today? Once they intrinsically become motivated, then that is ultimately going to be the most successful.
Which is a good point because no manager wants to be the one that's like constantly looking over somebody's shoulder, reminding them. And then it makes the kind of the team morale, I think, overall a lot better. So somebody says, I've done this. I want to check it out a little bit more. It's only $12.50 a base. Where can they go and check this out?
idonethis.com. So you can find everything you need there. You can chat with us right there. So we're there to help.
I'm shocked that that domain was available. It seems like somebody probably would have taken that. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Terry.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate you. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, and we connect a community of entrepreneurs. If you'd like to be a part of it, you can join us on Facebook, Twitter, or online at businessrockstars.com.
Investing in yourself as an entrepreneur is one of the best things you can do. Here's a few ways to keep making investments in yourself, even if you're an overwhelmed entrepreneur. I'm Alex Worley with a Business Rockstars Minute. Number one, go back to school. School itself can provide new connections and spark creativity. Finishing a degree or starting a new one can make a big difference. Plus, just about every school has a part-time program. Number two, physical health. If your ability to work is the most essential thing to your business success, it makes no sense to risk it. Staying healthy is basically an investment in your business. Number three, networking. Most people view networking as an opportunity to advance their business, which it is, but it's also just as important in building personal connections. I'm Alex Worley, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
I hate water softeners. I hate lugging salt. I hate that it ruins septic systems and wastes water. But I know if I don't treat my hard water, lime scale buildup will cost me thousands, ruining my appliances and wasting energy. I wish there was a better way.
Now there is. Introducing the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. This revolutionary technology uses a computer-controlled process to prevent and eliminate lime scale buildup electronically, without salt or chemicals. It's compact, easy to install, and powerful enough to keep all your pipes and appliances pristine, clean, and running efficiently. No plumbing required, no maintenance, no salt. There is a better way to treat hard water. The Smart Descaler from Wave. It comes with an unprecedented one-year money-back guarantee. Try it yourself. Call 1-866-360-4449. 1-866-360-4449. Or visit fixhardwater.com. Fixhardwater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
345. How to automate your sales process. I'm Alex Worley, and here to help us answer that question, my guest, Sean Connect, co-founder of Pride Bites. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So you have a super top secret process for automating your sales. Tell me
exactly.
All about it.
Super top secret.
Not secret anymore. Yeah.
So what we've done at Pride Bites is we've kind of eliminated cold calling, and we kind of automated our cold emailing process using email sequences. So what we do, we use our email platform, which we use HubSpot, but there's many out there that you can choose from. I'm sure you're the one that you're using has this process. What we do is we create a 5-email sequence. So it's 5 separate emails, but they go hand in hand with each other. So the first one would be introducing yourself, your product, and what you're selling. Then the other follow-up, the other 4 follow-ups are kind of, hey, I haven't heard back from you. This is what we're like, and then reselling your product. And the 3rd one, the 4th one, the 5th one are kind of similar to that. So you're always following up. And the only time that those cold calls or cold buyers would get this email is if they didn't respond to the first one.
So once they respond, you take them out of the email list.
Yeah, exactly.
That's automated.
Technically, it's automated. So I don't have to. So once I enter them into this sequence, what we call email sequencing, I send 1 email to you per se, and then you get it today. Say you don't respond. 1 week later, you'll get email 2.
So each email sent once a week until they respond.
Yeah, and you can set it. You can send it once a day or every day, every week, every 5, however you want.
But it's worked well for you to do once a week.
Wait, every 7 to 10 days is kind of my sweet spot.
Yeah, because there's a fine balance between being too naggy, but then also letting too much time go on where they forget about you.
Yeah, my personal motto, professional persistence. So if you're following up and being persistent in a professional manner, no one's going to get mad at you. Obviously, there's the outliers where people will be like, stop emailing me, but those are few and far between.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, the copy is where it really, really can solidify whether or not you're being professional or maybe too much. So give me an example of some of the verbiage that you use to be professionally persistent.
So on the email 2, 3, and 4, we do something as, I know I apologize for the consecutive emails, or the second and third and fourth emails of the follow-ups are, I apologize for sending you multiple emails, but I have something that might be really interesting to you, or I just need 5 minutes of your time. And these are all short and sweet emails. You never,
very short,
150
sweet,
words or less. I would suggest try to have a call to action, whether it's schedule a meeting with me, and include a scheduling link. So all they need to do is click the link. All your calendar's there. They click it and they're done. Mm-hmm. No, and that'll also reduce the back and forth.
Make
hey, are you available
easy.
At 1 p.m.? No, yeah. But how about 3? How about tomorrow?
And get to the bottom line. Like, what is it that you want? Say that in a obviously professional, kind, gentle way, but be clear.
Yeah, and then I would say on the last email, email 5, I would say, okay, clearly this isn't working with us. Please let me know why, so I can be better at my job. Is the timing not right? Do you want me to follow up with you in 6 months? Are you not interested in our product altogether? Do you hate me? You know, like, you obviously make
circle
it fun.
Circle one.
Make it fun, obviously, because I mean, at the end of the day, you want to connect with this person.
Yeah, if you can make them laugh a little bit, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, so once someone does respond, whether it's after email 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, they get automatically taken out of the email sequence, so they won't get any automated emails. And then the email in your inbox is going to be a warm lead.
Yeah, as soon as that they respond, whether it's after the first, second, third, fourth, whatever it is.
You know they're interested.
Yeah.
Which is half the battle. So instead of sifting through a bunch of cold emails and cold calls where you know they're not interested, you're only answering warm leads, per se.
Yeah.
And that's when you kind of schedule the phone call to get down to the bottom line of, okay, so how can we work together?
So how do you first come up with this list? Just the old-fashioned Google way? I guess that's not old-fashioned, you know, obviously the best way nowadays.
There's multiple ways to prospect these days. Obviously, at the end of the day, to get the most quality leads, doing your homework, doing the actual research will by far be the most efficient way. Mm-hmm. But it is a little bit more time-consuming. Actually prospecting, whether it's Google or now with social media being so popular, finding people on social media, and because their contact is usually there.
Yeah, so anywhere you can find their email address. The goal is just to make a list of all the local stores, find the person who's buying, find their email address, add them to the automation system.
Exactly. Google, Yelp, LinkedIn. There's a number of sites that you can use. There's also companies that you can buy lists based off what's called SIC codes. Every business is affiliated to an SIC code. So for us, we would buy a list of 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 companies pertaining to certain SIC codes, whether it's categories or specifically.
So give me an example of a company you can buy a list from.
One of the companies that we use that we like is called List Giant. They send us an Excel sheet of every SIC code that's out, which is thousands.
But in your industry?
No, general. They'll send
so
you
how
every.
How do you sift through?
So we search via keywords that we're looking for. Say we're looking for a certain category that we want to target, like breweries or food and beverage.
Okay, so there's a search component where you can narrow it down.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
And we say, okay, we want 5,000 or 10,000. They obviously have tiers, and they give us their email address. And then we enter them into the email sequence. So right now, as we are doing this interview, my email address is probably emailing a couple hundred people as we speak.
Yeah.
And the only people that are responding to me are the ones that are interested. So I don't have to waste my time on, is so-and-so interested? I'll know that that person is interested because there'll be an email in my inbox saying, hey, I saw your email. I'm interested. Let's talk.
That's awesome. Amazing. Thanks for all those secret tips on selling. Really
Don't
appreciate your time. Okay, we won't use this. Just kidding. My guest, Sean Connect, co-founder of Pride Bites. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalk Radio.